Thank you, Gautam, and I apologize to you and to the delegates in the room for the sound quality, which means that our interpreters have not been able to catch all the nuances. So that was fascinating, Gautam. I think my three big takeaways are, one, that it is hard to predict how technology will develop, given how it has developed apparently in response to impulses from the market, which were hard to predict. And two, that just as Gary said, there are some hard engineering problems around future development. So if you're looking at autonomous vehicles, for example, it is not just the algorithms you have to get right. There are a lot of other engineering related issues, and we are not there yet. And I think your next point about the danger is more natural stupidity rather than artificial intelligence. I think Gary also made that point. And finally, I think what you brought to the table, which we hadn't heard so far, was the interactive nature of the technology. That this is not your typical computational solution. The search for solutions is much more participative. Okay, so let's keep moving, and I want to now turn to Harmony Mothibe, who has been recently in the media spotlight on the subject of how artificial intelligence could be used to solve Africa's problems and improve corporate productivity. So Harmony, share with us your experience and thoughts.